you all, but sometimes you just got to pause and think of the words of the song that you hear here and at home. But those songs mean those words mean a lot. Because many of us are going through some battles. And as I heard the singer say, that some of us are in a storm, some of us are on our way out of a storm, some of us in the between a storm. So we just thank God that we would have never made it if it had not been for the Lord. Amen. So that's why some of us are so emotional right now, because we would have never made it if it had not been for God on our side. As the winds tossed and threw us all around in our storm, God was still there. When the enemy thought he had us beat down and we wasn't going to rise again, yet the Father reached down and pulled us back up again. So I just submit to you today that some of us may be looking around trying to figure out why these people are so emotional. I just want to let you know that we're emotional because we would have never made it if it had not been for the Lord on our side. That's why we get excited when we hear the name Jesus. That's why we get excited when we just come into the presence of the Lord, because we know that we wouldn't be where we are today if it had not been for the Lord. So I submit to you today, that's why we're excited. And I encourage you to get excited. I encourage you to understand that Jesus is the reason for our excitement. Amen. Because we wouldn't be in the situation we in today if it had not been for the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you all, but you know, I don't believe in dry praise. God is an awesome God. I know we've been praising God a long time. We've been praising God all day today. But if you believe God has taken you through some things, just give God a hallelujah shout right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I don't want to play on your emotions, but right then and there, that was a God moment. And if you didn't give God a clap, I'm just giving you fair warning. That was a God moment. And I just want you to know that when those moments come, just release and let God have his way. Amen. Because God wants our praise. God wants us to sing out his name. No matter how long we've been in service, no matter how long it seems the day has gone, when we get out of self and we begin to praise God, God can take over the service. God can take over and just meet your need where you're at. Amen. So give God a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. 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 Amen. We truly thank God for that brief moment of praise. And you know, I just want to say that, you know, sometimes you may not want to praise God, but it's going to come a time, as we stated last week, that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. So just because you may think you're on a mountaintop right now, at some point in your life, you're going to find yourself in a valley. And sometimes you're going to find yourself in a situation where you only can call Jesus, where you only can reach out to him. So right now, I submit to you, enjoy yourself on your valley, on top of your mountain. Amen. But when the valley comes, just remember this day that Jesus, you're going to have to call on his name. You're going to have to praise him one day. You're going to have to worship him one day. See, I tell you, when family walk out and you have no one to turn to but Jesus, when God tell you to put down a crack pipe, you have nobody to turn to. When you can't put it down yourself, you have nobody to turn to but Jesus. When you have no mother, when you have no father to turn to, you have nobody to turn to but Jesus. So I'm telling you today, with tears in my eyes, that when Jesus comes to your rescue, remember this day that you had the opportunity to call out to him. Remember this day that you sat on the Lord. Remember this day that God just wanted you to cry out hallelujah. God just wanted you to give him praise, because God is changing some things at home for us right now, right this moment, because we're giving God praise. Hallelujah. Some things are being changed right now in our situation. You don't have to believe it, but I'm just speaking by the power of God right now. Some things are being changed in our homes right now. While you're here worshiping and praising God, your situation on your job, your situation in your home, the situation in America is being turned around for you right now. Right this moment. Right this moment. Because God is an all-knowing God. He sees all. He sees our hurts. He sees our pains. And he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. So I know that he's at home doing some stuff right now. He's opening some doors for us right now. He's opening doors for you right now. And yes, he's closing some doors for us right now. Because some places we're not designed to be at right now. Because God doesn't want to take us to that next level, because we haven't conquered the level we at. So I'm submitting to you today, hear what the Lord is saying. Hear what the Lord is saying. He's fixing some things for us right this moment. So whatever you have need of that need to be fixed, count it as done. You know why? Because the Bible says that God is faithful. He's faithful to the just. He's going to reward those that seek after him. He's going to watch over those people that sincerely watch, that sincerely go after him with their whole heart. So those who went after God with their whole heart, watch your situation be turned around. Those that was half-heartedly, didn't believe that he could change it, watch what happens. You may be seated if you can, but yesterday I was sharing with the men, and I know why I shared it with them. You know, we're all going to come to a moment what is called a defining moment in our lives, where either we're going to trust God and live, or doubt him and die. We all gonna come to that defining moment. Whether you wanna believe it or not, at some point in your life, you're gonna come to that moment where you gotta choose what path you're gonna go down. If you're gonna choose righteousness or you're gonna choose the world. You either choose righteousness and live, or you choose the world and die by the world. As I shared with the men, Moses had a defining moment. When he came to the Red Sea, God told him that he was going to use him mightily. God told him that all he needed was the rod that was in his hand. That's all he needed. And he told him, even though he was a stutterer, even though he didn't have it all together, even though he wasn't all intellectual, that he could preach and teach like the best of them, even though he wasn't like those people that he grew up under in the Egyptian land, in Pharaoh's house. He wasn't like them, but he was educated by the best of them. He was taught by the feet of some of the most gifted people at that time. But when he turned 40, God sent him on the backside of the desert.
And the backside of the desert was going to prune him, was going to make him, was going to set him on the path that God wanted him to be down and go down. All because God wanted to use him. He told Pharaoh that he had to kill someone because he saw them kill one of his people. And he chose to give up the good life, as what we call now, Kanye West sing a song for you young people, the good life. He had to give up, he wanted to give up the good life and go live on the backside of a desert, being used by God, not knowing that he was being used by God, but he was being trained, he was being cultivated that at 80 years old, he was going to come back to deliver his people. But he was on the backside of his desert thinking it was all over, thinking that he would never be used by God, just tending sheep. But God said, not so. He got his attention by a burning bush. How many of us, he's getting our attention? It could be through our poverty. It could be through our financial situation. It could be through our children. It could be through our husbands, our wives. How many of us right today, God is getting our attention? God is saying, pause for a moment and know that I'm God. Moses had to unlash his shoes because he was standing on holy ground in the middle of a desert, because God was there speaking to him, talking to him, letting him know that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter that you're from the wrong side of the tracks. It doesn't matter that you can't talk, that you can't speak like them. With my power in you, you can do great things. With my power in you, you can be used by God. So many of us think Moses' defining moment came with the 10 plagues when he had to go before Pharaoh. But I submit to you today, his greatest challenge was leading 1.5 million people to a river. And when he got to that river, the Jordan River, when he got to the Red Sea, all he could see was miles and miles of water. How are we going to get across this sea? We can't go right, we can't go left, and we definitely can't go back, because the children of Pharaoh, his army was after them. Yeah. So at that moment, he had the only one choice. Yeah. And that choice, the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 12, that he took time to pray. He took a moment and paused and praised, and he prayed to God. Now, God, you brought me out to this point. Now what? And God just simply said, stretch out your rod that is in your hand. Stretch it out. And when you stretch out that rod, the Red Sea is going to be parted. God is saying to us today, some of us got some Red Seas. And God is saying he's parting for us. It's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by his power. It's by his spirit that those things in our lives are being opened up right this moment. So Moses' defining moment came at the Red Sea. And 1.5 million people walked across on dry land. And you got to understand, that's a miracle in itself. Because like I was sharing with the men yesterday, you got seaweed, you got rocks, you got things that are in the place, in the way. You just don't open up a lake or a sea and say, let's walk across. But the Bible says he opened up the sea and they walked across on dry ground. Dry ground. So many of us today, God is saying that our situation may seem stormy, may seem wet, may seem like we can't get to the other side. But God says, watch me part the Red Sea. Watch me part the situation for you. And watch you walk across on dry ground. Watch you walk across not being drowned. Walk across looking at the sharks, looking at the mammals in the sea, looking at all these things on the right and on the left, and you walking across and they can't touch you. Because God is holding it back. Because God is reached out his hands and he's holding back some situations in our lives. You're trying to figure out why the enemy hasn't taken you out. Because God is holding back some things while you're going through your dry land. God is holding it back. It's not us. It ain't because you speak eloquently. It's not because you can quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It's because God is holding back some things. Some things that we want, that we desire. God says, no, I got to hold that back. Because I need you to get to the place where I need you to be. And the place was across that Red Sea. The place was the promised land that he had promised them. Now you got to catch this, because Moses was 80 years old when God chose to use him. So I submit to you today that it ain't over. No matter what age you are, it ain't over. You don't have to wait until you're a drug addict. You don't have to wait until you're 50, 60 years old. You don't have to wait until you hit rock bottom to be used by God. God is saying he can use you right now, right where you're at. Trust him and watch him get you across your dilemma. So, how many of us are facing a defining moment? I can put up both my hands. A defining moment. Those defining moments are put in place to make you, are put in place to cultivate the gift that is in you. That defining moment is put in place to put you in the place, in the position where God needs you to be. So I tell you today, let God define you. Let God make you. Let God keep you. Let God use you. Let him use you. And after it's all said and done, all God says is that you dare, don't take my glory. Don't take my glory. After he done fixed some houses, after he done brought some sons and daughters home, don't think it was you. Give God the glory. Shout, for the victory is yours, because God has brought those children home. Amen. Give God the glory. That's all he wants is glory. That's all he wants is glory. That's why our circumstances and things that we are going through, that we can't explain it in the natural. We can't even explain how we even made it through. I can't even explain it to you how I'm standing here today. And it's been a year. And some things that my defining moment came. I can't explain it. But I can tell you this. To God be the glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if you're facing your defining moment, I'm going to submit to you that the altar is open. If you need God to touch you in a special way, you come to the altar. Nobody up here has to lay hands on you, because if you want God to move in that situation, you come expecting God to do it. And as soon as you get to this altar, the power of God is going to take over that situation. The power of God is going to help you in that defining moment. See, what happens is we look for the pastor or the preacher that's going to knock me out with their anointing. Sometimes we need to just come and just let God knock us over. And I'm not saying that the man or woman of God can't touch you when you fall over, but sometimes we look more to the man and woman of God instead of looking to God. And when you come to the podium, you're trying to figure out which one of them got the anointing, which one of them got the power, which one of them I want to lay hands on me. And God is saying, I'm at the altar. He's the one that's going to knock us out. He's the one that's going to change that situation. He's the one that's going to bring deliverance. He's the one that's going to set us free. Not the man or woman of God. It's him. It's God. So I submit to you today, if you are in a situation, no matter what it is, you come to this altar, you cry out to God, and we're going to believe, God, that your situation is going to be turned around. That when you get back home, things going to be worked out. When you go back to work, things going to be worked out. When you talk to your children, things going to be worked out. When you talk to your husband, your wives, or whatever it may be, it's going to be fixed. Because we chose to believe. Let us not have a place in history where we doubted God. Doubting Thomas is known throughout history. He walked with Jesus. He helped perform miracles and everything. But his defining moment, he's remembered as a doubting man. Because he had to see the nail prints and the scars that was in Jesus' hand. Don't doubt God. Don't doubt God. Just believe that he's able and more than capable of healing your situation. And those in the audience, don't be spectators. Pray. Believe God for a miracle for these people that are up here. If you know the words of prayer, these people need help. These people need deliverance. These people up here need God to move in their lives. So don't spectate. Begin to pray and to begin to ask God to help them in their situation. Begin to exalt God for their deliverance. Begin to exalt God for who he is. Begin to give God praise for these people that are up here. Because they're coming for God to meet their need. And I just submit to you, we know that we are in the book of Acts. So I just want to let you know that right now I'm not in the flesh. I'm in the Spirit of God. Because I could have took the easy road and just went through my notes and did Acts 4. But with the ushering of my overseer and pastor, they said, let God have his way. So there's a reason for these people being here at the altar. And it's a reason for some of you all that are sitting still. That you should be at the altar. Don't let pride, don't let arrogance, don't let conceitedness hold you and hinder you from God touching you in your life. Don't let pride hold you back. So we just going to anoint each one of you all, and we're going to believe God for a miracle. Lord, we decrease that you may increase. God, we ask you right now to watch over each one of these vessels right now, God. God, we thank you for working it out. We thank you for fixing it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every obstacle being removed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for open doors right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for bodies being healed right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your anointing falling fresh on each one of these individuals right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we give you all the glory for changing the situation in Jesus' name. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I can search the mountains high, I can search the valley low, and there's no one, there's no one. I can search the mountains high, I can search the valley low, but there's no one. There is no one. I can search the mountains high, I can search the valley low, but there's no one.
Cry out to God. Cry out to God for your miracle. Cry out to God for your deliverance. Cry out to God for the situation to be changed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let him touch you. Let him heal you. Let him deliver you. Let him set you free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I could search the mountains high. I can search the valley low and find that there's no one. No, there's no one. I can search the valley. I can search the mountains high.
Everybody, just those of you that are sitting in your seats, I want everybody to stand and sitting in your seats, and I want you to be praying. This is not time for spectating. This is real. This is real. And if you know Jesus, if you know him, you start praying and interceding for these people that are up here, if you know him. We're not here to be spectators. Hallelujah.
No one else is holy. No one else is righteous.
Praise you. Unless Elder Kenny has something, no, unless he has some way he wants to do it. Yeah. Oh, you prayed it. Okay, good. Okay.
When you turn around, just know that your situation has changed. Because you can't say that Kenny touched you and made it okay. Because you just cried out to God, and God is going to answer your prayer. Not Kenny, not the overseer, not pastor, but God is going to answer your prayer. He's answering your prayers right now. So when you turn around and go back to your seats, know that it's already done and you got the victory.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Before you go back, this young man, like it just does me. Yes. I want this young man. Come here.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Yes.
Pride holds young and old, middle aged. Pride is the killer. And pride, that's self. And so I want to just have a special prayer for him right now. We've already prayed through this Friday. And I want to say to this gentleman, you be encouraged.
Yes.
Pride to the Lord. We just give it all to Jesus in the name of the Almighty. And we all, that message that the Holy Spirit gave Elder Kenneth was for me too today. We in the pulpit need it. We all need it. Yes. And see, pride is killing the average churchgoer.
Yes.
Amen. That old pride. And when you look in Proverbs, it's 16 things that God hates. And one of them is being proud. Pride. Me. And see, when you're not taught, as I wasn't taught as a young age, when you're not taught, then these things develop in you as you grow up. But thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. The gentleman Kenny was talking about this. That's the Holy Spirit using him today, as he always does, in the name of Jesus. Father, Michael is here today. And Father God, I thank you for helping him through his trials and tribulations as a young man. And Father God, as he grows and develops, Lord, you're going to bless him even more. As he yields to you even more, you're going to bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I